Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome. Sit back and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton. I'm so excited today because we have with us the authors of Awakening the Divine Feminine. And these are amazing women who all came together with their life experiences and the way that they improved their lives and the lives of so many others around the world. And they're going to share that with us today. First of all, I'd like to introduce Laura J. Cornell because she is the author and the amazing yoga expert that brought all these incredible women together in this book. So Laura, welcome.
Hi, Vicki. Thank you for having us and for helping us with this book.
Well, it's been such a pleasure. Laura, tell us a little bit about how the book came about, like why you decided that you wanted to put these lovely women together and make a difference in the world.
Absolutely. Well, first, just to introduce myself, I'm Laura Cornell. I live in Sedona, Arizona, and I'm the founder of DivineFeminineYoga.com, whose mission is to help women heal mind, body, and soul so we can reach out to heal the world. And that's really the purpose of this book. So I'm incredibly happy and proud to be the mama of this book, Awakening the Divine Feminine, 18 Stories of Healing, Inspiration, and Empowerment. And I brought these beautiful women together to tell their stories because I believe that stories are one of the best tools we have for our collective healing and our empowerment. Through telling our stories, we find our truth. Through telling our stories together, we learn to trust our voices, and through that, to trust the wisdom of our own bodies. I believe that today, as women, we have a medicine that is needed on this planet. And that is what this book is about strengthening our collective medicine. We have created so much environmental, ecological destruction that also goes into our own bodies. We're destroying the ecosystems of our own bodies, which weakens us in the face of chronic illness. It makes us vulnerable to disease and even to viruses that we should be able to live in balance with. So the medicine of women is the medicine of love. And it's the medicine of truth. And this book is about holistic health and yoga. So the women in this book and the women you're going to hear from today found healing through yoga, through touch, through massage, through midwifery, breath, through healthy food, sound, flower essences and mandalas, through being sexual, through having babies or not having babies, through sobriety and service to others. That's the purpose of the book. We invite you to join us as we tell our stories. Welcome to our circle.
Laura, thank you so very much. How beautiful, and how beautiful that you thought to give this gift to the world. It's really been a gift that has been needed for a while and especially needed now. So I want to thank you especially for bringing these lovely, lovely women together to share their stories. And now we're going to hear from some of these women. And I want to start with Jennifer Catalano.
Hello, Vicki. My name is Jennifer DeVille Catalano. I am in the Western Finger Lakes area of New York, a little bit south of Rochester. And I am here to help people remember their divinity. We are divine beings in human form, living this earthly existence. And in the process, we go through fear and loss, and the loss of my own mother is part of what led me on such a deep healing journey. I've come through the other side to help women feel safe. I provide a safe, sacred space for them to be in their bodies, not to escape through the mind. but to be in their bodies, to be witnessed, to become the, Adi Ashanti has a beautiful quote, we are sensing instruments of the divine, and I help people do that.
That is so beautiful. And Jennifer, do you have a website or a web page that people could connect with you on?
Yes, it is under my maiden name, jenniferdeville.com. I also have the same handle for Twitter and Instagram. People can connect with me through any of those venues.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Jennifer, thank you so very much for your contribution that you're making to the world and the amazing contribution you made to this book. And next we have Martha.
Yes, hello. My name is Martha Chabinski and I live in New Hampshire. My purpose and my passion in the world is to support women's sovereignty. And that means recognizing the divine feminine within, the intuition, the voice that speaks to us. And we want to support that as much as we do in this culture and science. When others read my chapter, which is entitled Learning to Belong to Myself, they'll see that my experience of, in our culture, not listening to myself led to so many difficulties in authenticity. So through the experiences that I had, I learned that what came to my mind, what the thoughts were, what the voices were saying to me was the truth. And when I followed those voices of truth, then I blossomed into a yoga teacher and now a writer. My website is actually a blog. It's renaissancemoon.wordpress.com. And I mostly share photography there, but also some precious words that support a woman's intuition.
Well, what an artistic and talented lady we have with us in you, Martha. Thank you so much. And again, thank you for the lovely contribution to the book. It's very powerful. Okay, now we have Esther. Esther, would you like to join us?
Esther was unable to come, but I'm just going to very briefly mention her beautiful chapter.
Yes.
Esther Weiss-Flam wrote a beautiful chapter, Birthing the Wild Feminine Within Through Miscarriage, Adoption, and Childbirth. I've known Esther for many years, and I know her as a teacher deeply committed to women's leadership and women's embodiment. She actually has degrees in women's leadership, a doctoral degree in this, and she brings mind-body leadership through yoga to many organizations in the Philadelphia area. But I never knew this story about her, about where she struggled in terms of her own embodiment, that she never knew she would have to struggle to have a baby. And she first became pregnant when she was living in Southern Africa and working with nonprofit organizations, development organizations. And she tells a very gripping story. I'm not going to spoil it. I'm going to let you all go read the story of her first miscarriage in Africa, and then subsequent miscarriages in the United States, and finally adopting, and her whole journey to that, and then later having a biological child, and how that all evolved. And it's really quite a story of how she reclaimed her feminine embodiment through this path. So put a lot of texture to my awareness and my deep love for Esther. And I'll just say her website is whiteflameyoga.com, and she's in Philadelphia.
Oh, thank you so much, Laura, for sharing such a great preview of that wonderful chapter. And again, from afar, thanking Esther for her contribution to the book and to the world. Okay, Jen Antil.
Hi, my name is Jen Antil, and I am in Sedona, Arizona. I am an astrological counselor, which means I get to mix astrology and counseling together and work with women all over the world. So I'm a midwife of the soul, so to speak. But before that, I was a midwife of the body, and I helped women birth their own babies. So my chapter in the book is called Reclaiming the Female Body Through Abortion. And it's all about my experience of choosing to not have a baby and choosing to come to know my body in a very deep way through the experience of being completely separated from my body and not knowing that I was pregnant, and being so disconnected that it really ignited this path in me of connecting to my body, connecting to myself as a woman, and really being the keeper of my body and the knowledge of that sacred reproductive place. that all of us carry as women. In writing that chapter, it was really important for me to also be a storyteller of abortion and be a carrier of abortion and not holding shame around those of us who carry those stories. That feels really important to me as a storyteller. So my website is jenantil.com, and that's where you can connect with me.
Oh my gosh. Midwife of babies and midwife of souls. I love it. Thank you so much for what you're doing in the world. And again, for your contribution to the book, Jen. Just lovely. Okay, now we have Deanne.
I'm Deanne Jenkins. The title of my chapter is Healing My Broken Back Through the Divine Gift of Yoga. And I truly been graced with that feeling, just a minute, of breath. So I was going to talk a little about the breath, so I'm just going to take a few breaths just to settle in. And that's really how I help my clients. And what I've noticed is the first step, it's a secret power within all of us, that just to connect with the breath, and that can help us to get calm and centered and focused. And it's accessible to all of us. And I first discovered that when I was laying and had broken my back and I couldn't feel my legs. I hope to help share what I've received with others so that they can bounce back from burnout or anything that's, if they've been broken physically, mentally, or emotionally, that they have that superpower within to regain calm, ease, and feel better and get happier. And it's easily accessible by just connecting to the breath. I would love to share my website in case you wanted to reach me. It's onelightwellness.com.
Oh, that is so beautiful. And the breath is so powerful. And it's so empowering to know that it's something that can totally change our lives, that we have the capability to access at any moment. So thank you for bringing light to that beautiful tool that we all have available to us and for your contribution. Next, we'd like to bring up Jane.
Hello. Thank you so much. My name is Jane Kleiman, and I'm in Red Bank, New Jersey. And the title of my chapter is The Calm Within the Chaos of Special Needs Parenting. I guess you could guess what that's about. And I really came to know what my real purpose in life was while I was at my yoga teacher training. It was a long journey to get there. As you might imagine, I have a special needs child. And what I really do now is to help other special needs moms understand that not only can they have more calm and ease and centeredness and joy in their life, but that they're entitled to it and that there's no guilt in wanting something for yourself. In the story that I tell in the book, my experience that I had really showed me that not only am I able to take time for myself, I am required to take time for myself so that I can be the parent that I need to be, so that I can be the person that I need to be. And it's really my passion to show other moms of special needs kids that they can do it too, and really find little easy ways to connect with the joy that they already have in their life, but have lost the ability to see, and they lost the ability to know how it feels in their own bodies to feel relaxed and at ease. So reminding them of that and giving them that space so that they can maybe start to think about what in their own lives they might like to do besides parenting their special needs child, because it can be all consuming. And as women, there's so much expectation around our roles. And when we become parents, that becomes magnified. And when we become special needs parents, all of a sudden we're the inspiration story for everyone we know. Oh, you're so strong, you know, and sometimes we're not, and we need that to be okay. And so I help women to embody all of those feelings, be okay with all those feelings, and really learn how to live a full and joyful life, not only for their children, but for themselves. I run a program and a monthly support group, and we use movement and yoga and sound and breath and all kinds of other things. And you can find out more about that at thecalmwithinthechaos.com.
That is so beautiful, Jane, and it's so beautiful what you're doing for parents and special needs children in the traditional sense. But also, I think your story is really meaningful for a lot of parents now whose children have needs that are special that they haven't had before with all the homeschooling and the various different things. So there's something in it for everyone. And that reminder that if you treasure yourself, then others around you can feel treasured more so than if you don't. So thank you so much for that, Jane. A really timely message. Okay, now we have Chona.
I will speak briefly for Chona. Chona Villegas wrote her story, From Rejection to Resilience. This is really an amazing story. Chona was born in the Philippines to a mother who did not want her. Her mother had a relationship with the neighbor. So when she was born, her mother told her she was bad luck. And none of their neighbors thought it was proper that she was born to an unwed mother. That was a difficult childhood, and she was born in really what she calls extreme poverty. Her mother could not afford school. They had no running water or toilets in their house. In order to go to school, her mother had to beg the local Catholic school for her to take a test. And at age 12, she was able to go to school, but she needed to work for the nuns at recess and on lunch. So she had no free time with the other kids. They could all see how poor her family was, and they teased her a lot because of this. Her mother took in boarders in order to meet expenses, and Chona would have to go and collect rent. She tells the story of one time going and collecting rent at the age of 14 from a priest who molested her. She was never able to tell her mother, and she had to keep seeing this priest in their home. She had one challenge after another that happened to her, and even when she did immigrate to the United States, she continued to be teased, even by other Filipino immigrant children, because she was a newer immigrant, because she had an accent, or whatever it was. And the amazing thing is, when you know Chona, how incredibly resilient and what a loving person she is. This is the story of how she found resilience despite that very difficult experience of really being a not welcomed child and being teased mercilessly in her area. Her website, she lives in Phoenix, is www.livingstoneyoga.com, and I know she leads retreats.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Laura. It's just a really loving and touching story all the way around. It's wonderful. So now we have LaShonda.
Thank you, Vicki. My name is LaShonda Brown, and I am in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, which is right in the middle of North Carolina. I am a nurse. I've been a nurse for 25 plus years. So my chapter is A Path to Healing for a Melanated Yogi. And that comes from two lenses. One, from my nursing and Western medicine background. As a nurse, you feel like there's nothing that you can't fix or cure with our medicine and what we have. But in my 30s, I went through a pretty serious four-year bout of sickness that had me in the hospital a half a dozen times, sometimes as much as 5 or 6 days at a time with pancreatitis, a couple of surgeries, lots of trips to the emergency room, all while having babies and being in school and working full-time and still taking care of patients. Like, I don't know how I mix that into life, but that's what we do, right? You go through it, you put your head down, and you just kind of suffer through. A lot of times it's silence, which doesn't do us any good at all. And so I made it through this ordeal, and after the second surgery, it was just like, enough. And that's when I found yoga, or yoga found me, and I've been on this path to healing, to actually like a holistic approach to my own health care and my own wellness and being an advocate for my health. And so the melanated yogi part is just my lens as a person of color and knowing how powerful this is going to be for my community, because we need extra tools. Healthcare disparities are real, and they haven't gotten much better in the last decade or so. We need yoga. We need tools like this that empower us to take care of ourselves better and to not just focus on the body, to focus on body, mind, and spirit. That's the way to true healing. So that's what I talk about in my chapter, just how all those things intersect. And my website is soulcureyoga.net.
Beautiful. LaShonda, thank you so much. And thank you for all that you've contributed out to the world in so many different areas. And we're so glad you came to the one that you love and treasure now. Okay. We also have a fabulous chapter from Erin, and I believe Laura's going to be joining us to tell us a little bit about Erin's chapter.
Erin wrote a beautiful chapter. Let me give you the title here. It is Unconditional Yoga, Loving Our Diversely Abled Selves. Erin sent me something to read. She's based in the Roaring Fork Valley of Western Colorado. She is an experienced registered yoga teacher, and she helps people with disabilities to be able to benefit from yoga, and she adapts yoga to make it accessible to literally anyone. Her story is about her own challenges as a diversely abled physical body person. She has amazing stories in there. One of them that I'll just briefly share, I'm not going to tell you all of her stories, was about when she was in a very serious skiing accident that very severely injured her knee, and she was taking yoga in college. She walked in and someone said, oh, you're going to need to drop out. And the teacher said, no, you're going to learn adaptive yoga. And that was the beginning of her real adaptive yoga. So she hopes that readers will understand that anyone can practice yoga, even with physical and or mental challenges. There's a science to the practice of yoga. It can be applied in so many ways, even with what you might call a severe disability. Everyone can become healthier and happier. So her website is Adaptive Yoga for All. You can also reach her through email, turtleesther@gmail.com.
Beautiful. Thank you again, Laura. What a fabulous message to remind people. I know I've had injuries where I've deviated away from yoga thinking I just can't do it anymore. And this chapter will really inspire everyone who's maybe going through that feeling that yoga maybe is not for them and it really is for everyone. So thank you, Laura. Thank you, Erin. Okay. And so now we have Cindy.
Yes. Thanks, Vicki. I'm Cindy Bensley-Gertz from Conscious Living Arts Yoga in Amory, Wisconsin. And the title of my chapter is The Power of Rest, Healing Magic for Midlife and Menopause. And that's my passion. That's my purpose, helping women who are going through the changes and the challenges of midlife and menopause, regaining their energy and finding their vibrancy. If there's anything I want readers to take away from my story is how undervalued and underrated rest is. And this is the hardest part of practice for me to learn, but the part that really transformed my health was learning how to rest, learning how to not be a perfectionist, the pleaser, always producing. And really, I discovered that the magic's in the practice. So there's no magic pill or magic bullet that's going to transform your health, but the magic's in the practice, whether you practice yoga asana or massage or Reiki or other energy work or rest and restorative yoga, which was what I needed the most, or any combination of those things. It's really in the practice where the magic lives, showing up and doing your practice on a regular basis. Also, the hidden possibility in menopause that nobody tells us about. And it was through rest that I discovered that hidden possibility for myself of, you know, creating a program for women, the Vibrant Woman Program. And for folks who want to stay in touch with me and join my joyful journey and my community, they can reach me through email at cindy@consciouslivingarts.com, and that's Cindy with two I's, cindy@consciouslivingarts.com.
That's so beautiful, Cindy. And when I was reading your chapter, I kept thinking, I wish I had found this chapter earlier in my life, because there are certain aspects of it that would have been so useful. And everything about it is useful, especially when you talk about rest, because it's one of the healthiest things we can do for ourselves and often overlooked. I know I have to regulate myself on that all the time, because the tendency to overdo is there, I think, for all of us. So thank you so much. It's such a beautiful, beautiful reminder to the world to take good care of themselves.
Thank you.
Okay, Angie.
Hi, I'm Angie Merritt. I'm from Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. And you might can tell that I'm from the deep Bible Belt. and a very unlikely yogini. My passion is to help people be healthy, happy, holy, and whole. And my purpose is to empower your thrive. My chapter is Beauty for Ashes, Surviving Trauma When Faith and Joy Became Real. I had a deep tragedy in my life, so I wanted to communicate how I survived it with Christian faith. After just surviving, I came into yoga and embodied so that faith became internal. And I think it's a deeper version of Christianity. So I wanted to help the yogis out there to know how useful Christianity can be. And I also wanted Christians to know how useful yoga can be. That's what I wanted people to take away from my story. And the fact that you don't have to stay in your story, you can put a framework around your story to grow from these terrible things that might happen to you. People can get in touch with me at joyfulvitalityyoga@gmail.com.
Oh, Angie, thank you so much for that. And thank you so much for bringing out the complementary nature between yoga and faith and sharing that with everyone. It's just a beautiful, beautiful chapter. Thank you for your contribution.
Thank you.
Okay, Michelle.
Hi, thank you, Vicki. I'm just so in awe of all these amazing women and so grateful to be part of this group. Just had to take a moment of praise for that. You're all just amazing. So I'm Michelle Ann Collins. I live just south of Portland, Oregon, in a small town called Lake Oswego. And I'm a yoga therapist. I teach also differently abled people. I have several classes a week, and we've gone Zoom this last year for COVID. I also teach regular classes as well, mat-based and chair-based classes. My chapter in the book is Grief, Growth, and Sobriety. Story is somewhat similar to Angie's in that I found a way to put a framework around my own personal trauma and use yoga and faith, spirituality to recover and grow back into a joyful life. I believe everyone has the capacity to live a joyful life. I think it's our birthright. And if you have the proper support to learn that it's already inside of you, you can grow strength and resilience no matter what you've been through to live a joyful, fulfilling life. And I also coach people to find that joy. I coach people through really traumatic times using yoga, meditation, and mindfulness, and the tools that I have developed. As far as the sobriety piece, I think that's really important because after my tragedy, it did not bounce back right away, even though I had yoga and meditation in my life. I ended up using alcohol and other drugs to try to numb my pain rather than survive it and grow through it. It wasn't until I was able to become sober with therapy and my trauma therapist and that sort of thing that I was able to start to grow and become resilient and realize that I had the power to live a joyful life in sobriety. So it's been a wonderful journey, and I feel so fortunate for this ability to share with all of you talented, divine women. And you can reach me through my website. It's www.inhabitjoy.com. Michelle Ann Collins, thank you for the opportunity to speak today.
Oh, Michelle, thank you so much for being here and for your contribution to the book, because I found for me personally, it contains so much information about empowerment on so many different levels that I think is really, really needed now, maybe more than ever. So thank you. And again, for bringing this to all of our attention and to be able to access this at such a timely point in history and in our lives. Okay, now we have Anne.
Hello to all you wonderful women authors. There's such a strong voice when we use our voices together and collectively. It's different than telling your story alone. And this is a story that I wanted to tell for some time. I'm Ann Conley Andre, and I live 30 miles east of Cleveland in a beautiful little town called Chardon, which is the first and highest point off of Lake Erie. In 2013, I took a trip to India, and my chapter is about that trip. It's called How a Catholic Girl Went to India and Found the Other Half of Her Soul. So by that time, I'd already been teaching yoga. It's my fourth career for a number of years. I was a journalist, and I was a social worker. I was a musician before a journalist, and journalist and a social worker for about 20 years. And then in my late 40s, I kind of hit the wall, and I wish I'd known Cindy then, just like Vicki. As I was going through menopause, I kind of collapsed, and I ended up getting into yoga and going into yoga teacher training. I've been a yoga teacher, a yoga therapist, and a yoga trainer for the last 15 years. One of the aspects of yoga that is often not talked about or practiced in the United States is mantra and chanting. It's thought to be a little obscure or unusual, perhaps. So I actually took a chanting pilgrimage to India, and I ended up at a Catholic Hindu ashram, which amused me because I didn't realize that's where I was going until I got there and I grew up as a Catholic person. So like Angie, I've been working my purpose and my passion as not only rest like Cindy, it's so important to find deep rest, but also how do we take my Christian faith, which is the basis of my experience, and how do I take that and embody it, right? Because my whole life, it was just a thinking thing. Discursive thinking doesn't really get you anywhere. So what I'm hoping people will take from the chapter is being able to get under that discursive thinking through a regular practice. We don't like this as Americans. We don't like regular practice. We like quick answers. We like things to be resolved in a short way. And this chapter is about repetitive, systematic, daily practice that actually opens up that mystical world. Because it's all around us. It's all here right now, all the time. But we can't really see it because we're just up in our heads. So can we connect our bodies with our experience in the present moment? Because the present moment is all we ever have. And if you'd like to reach me, you can find me at my website, which is www.theyogapathonline.com, because the yoga path was taken, so I'm theyogapathonline.com.
That is so wonderful. And thank you so much for reminding us today and in your chapter about how important it is to stay present time and what an incredible gift that is. There's a book out that said the present is the gift and the gift is the present. And you certainly make that known in the chapter. And thank you so much for sharing that with us all. Okay, Claire.
Yes, my name is Claire M. Zavko, and I'm based in Miami, Florida. And my purpose is to continue being a student of life and learning and sharing and teaching and just really allowing the divine to flow through me and express itself as it wants to. My chapter is called A Flow of Grace, Shifting from Effort to Ease. Through this chapter, I really got to reflect back on my life through simple moments, through monumental moments. And as I reflected, I noticed a lot of issues of self-worth and of worthiness and how that kind of played out over the years. And it was through finding and practicing and embodying the yoga practices and meditation and many trips to India, including a motorcycle journey through the Himalayas, that really brought me to this point where I finally got to see the grace and I finally got to see the interconnectedness of everything. And that in our lives, it's so beautiful how we're this immense tapestry of all these moments and everything that brought us to this moment that we're experiencing right now. So through grace, I've been able to see the beauty of myself first, and then I'm able to see the beauty in everyone else and the beauty in life itself and this mandala that we get to experience this time around. You can connect with me at my studio's website, which is lighthouseyogawellness.com. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for coming today and for sharing in the book that beautiful way you paint the picture of how we can all come together and as individuals really experience that peace. And it's really lovely. Okay, now Hyla.
Thank you, Vicki. My name's Hyla L. Hitchcox, and I live in Pickerington, Ohio, which is just a little east of Columbus, right in the middle of Ohio. But I will always be a Pacific Northwest girl at heart, born and raised east of Seattle in the foothills of the Cascades. I miss the mountains. My purpose, my calling, is as a healer, body worker. I help people discover their own path to balance through body work and movement and in finding their own physical, emotional, and spiritual balance through Qigong and chakra dance. My chapter title is My Healing Hands, A Skeptic Opens to the Miraculous. And it's the story of a lot of things that happened in my childhood that were very challenging and how the stress manifested as eczema over a lot of my body. Through finding yoga and therapeutic touch and Reiki, how I experienced a miraculous healing. Having been raised as a skeptic, it was a very strange experience. So that's what my story is about. What I'd like people to get from my chapter is to gain some insight into themselves and to understand that anyone can experience the miraculous, no matter what your belief system is. This process of writing has just been amazing for me. I've realized that writing feels like as much of a calling as being a healer. And so I feel like I can call myself an inspired writer now as well. I want everybody to know that your story is worth telling. We all told our stories here. And if just one person gains something from hearing a story, then it's worth telling. You can follow me on Facebook at Hyla L. Hitchcox, LMT Reiki Master. And that's my story.
Hyla, thank you so much for that. And I love when you talk about the story touching one person, because I think all of our stories touch many more people. But the thing I love so much about the anthologies, especially this one, is that there's stories that will touch almost every person that reads the book. They will find something. They may find one story or all the stories really touch them, but there'll be something in it for everyone. And your chapter is definitely moving and beautiful. And thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Okay. And now we have Liddy.
Hi. Wow. It's so beautiful to be here and hear all those inspirations, those empowerment and the healing that comes through each one of us. The name of the book is just perfect. So thank you so much, Laura. Thank you so much, Vicki. And thank you for all of you. My name is Liddy Ometo, and I'm located in the Smoky Mountains, the east side of Tennessee. My chapter in the book is called My Life Path as a Divine Conduit, Trusting in Your Choices. What I love for people to really connect it to that chapter and receive from that chapter is that within themselves, they do have the power of choice. And within the power of choice, there is the power of trust within that choice. For me in particular, as I go through the chapter that all of you will read it as you catch this beautiful book, is when I was 7, I was talking with dead people. In a very early age, my communication with the spirit world was really clear, was almost like what we are doing here. I was talking face to face with the deceased. And it was beautiful because through that experience, I was able to support the living and the one that had transitioned for a period of almost 8 years. Within that time, being a child doing this level of work and being also a human, that was when I found yoga to connect all the threads of what I was doing as a child and the life that was here also waiting for me as a child. Passing that forward many years, being that divine conduit, support me in all my work as a yoga teacher, as a yoga therapist, as a mentor, in the process of supporting everyone to remember of trusting their power, because we all have power within ourselves, all levels of power. And so my passion and my purpose in this life is to remind people, to remind others, specifically women, that we have incredible power within ourselves. And once we trust and say yes as our choice to our power, we can even be extra powerful into whatever we are, as a mother, as a daughter, as a teacher, as a student, as talented women, as all of us are in this planet. So that's my purpose, my passion as a mentor, a coach, a yoga teacher, and an incredible listener. If anyone desires to connect with me, I am at www.ladyometo.com, and that's LYDIEOMETTO.com. And I love to keep sharing the story. Thank you, Vicky. Thank you, everyone.
Liddy, that's so beautiful. And bringing up the power of our choice and it always being there. And you made so many choices that brought you around to the contributions you're making today that started when you were very young. And you've come back. You're doing some amazing things in that arena. So thank you. And thank you for your chapter in the book. It's really wonderful. Okay, so we have two wonderful Lauras in the book. You've met one already, but now I'd like to introduce you to our second Laura, and that's Laura Hernandez.
Yes, hello. My name is Laura Hernandez. Thank you all. I am Mexican. I am from the Mayan culture. I live in Canada now. So I live close to Montreal. It's a little town called Knowlton, Quebec. And my chapter will tell you all about how I got here. That sometimes I'm just even surprised to wake up and find what I'm doing here. I am a yoga teacher. I am a holistic wellness counselor. My passion is teaching yoga, oncology yoga to people going through the cancer experience. I found that for me, it's a passion. It's a way to support somebody in their path. I bring a lot of my Mayan feeling, experience, and roots because I feel that ritual is very important in life. The name of my chapter is A Mayan Healer Finds Her Voice in a Foreign Land. Sometimes we feel like we've been bounced here and there through life, and we don't know why we're here, we're there, we're doing this, we're doing that. But when you start bringing everything together, which for me, this is what writing my chapter did, then you bring everything together and you say, well, there is a reason why now. I have been always, in you'll see in my chapter, I was very shy and not able to express what I felt and not able to express who I am. My heart is big to give a thanks to Laura Cornell in Divine Feminine Yoga, because when I started with Divine Feminine Yoga, there was something that opened up to my true life, expressing who I am and telling who I am so I can inspire other people to also tell their stories. If there is something that I want everybody to take from this chapter in the book is write your story, tell your story. We are made of experiences, and that's the only thing we're going to take with us. That's what makes us who we are. Experiences, bad experiences, good experiences, but we don't take anything else. So when we're shaped through life with all experiences, we get stronger. But if we don't say it out loud, you cannot give that gift to anybody. So always give more than what you expect. Don't be afraid in that. Trust that you have a divine power. The timing of this amazing book, I think, it's just precious gift to what's happening around the world right now. And as women, finding our voices and finding our ways to collectively inspire others is an experience and a wonderful gift to be part of. There's a lot more that I can tell you about, but I'll let you read it in my chapter. Thank you very much. And if you want to connect with me, you can just find me by Laura Hernandez, Laura Hernandez Yoga. My website, so the name is in French, but welcome to go to it. It's www.yogainmovement.com. Laura Hernandez Yoga, thank you. God bless. Be well.
Oh, Laura, thank you so much. And I love when you talk about the collective experiences we all have together, but also the collective experiences of us individually and how that comes together as a whole, that is a unique gift that we give the world. And when you give that in the way of story and in the way of communication through writing, it's extremely special. And so I want to thank you so much for not only sharing your story, but also for the fact that you brought light to that. And hopefully many other people will be inclined to share their stories as well. Thank you so much. And now I'd like to bring back our other Laura, Laura Cornell, and tell us a little bit, Laura, about your chapter.
Thank you, Vicki. It's really amazing to hear this whole circle of women, and I know all of your stories intimately from having read them and been with you as you were writing them, and just getting to hear the harvest in this way is very endearing and sweet for me. My chapter is called Sex and Love on the Path to Spiritual Growth, and I honestly have to say that I was surprised that this was the topic that came out when it was time to write my chapter. I felt pretty strongly that in bringing this together, that I wanted to be part of telling my story and not just leave all these women out there to make themselves vulnerable, but also to dig deep and see what wanted to be told as part of this anthology. And so it's the story of my sexual journey. It's a story I've never told before in public. It starts with a challenge that I faced really to my full, I would say, embodied human and spiritual expression in the world, which was my sexuality, which is one aspect of, I believe, really our true vitality. And I was raised in a very restrictive religion that didn't really even allow emotions and restrictive sexually. And also I was molested by my father. So you put those two together and I was pretty tight in knots in that area of my life. And if I would have followed the rules that I was given, that area of my life would never have opened up. I'm sure I would still be alive, but I would not be nearly as vital or as vibrant of a person, because that's, I believe, one channel of our life that has to be opened. It has to blossom in whatever way it's meant to, and it blossoms in so many different ways in so many different lives. So if there were any message that I would want the reader to take from my chapter, it's that the channel of sexual energy that lives in us is important. And even if your childhood religion or the culture around you tells you that it's not, it is a sacred part of our spirituality, and we need to open that channel so we can be fully human, fully divine. There was blessings and surprises and divine grace, as well as I was open to receiving the gifts and open to allowing my life to flow in some pretty surprising ways that have brought me to where I am now that I'm extremely grateful for. So it's a chapter about sexual opening.
That's so beautiful. And Laura, can you tell people where they might be able to find you?
My website is divinefeminineyoga.com.
Wonderful. And I wanted to take an opportunity to just congratulate everyone on the fact that you are now number one international bestseller. Laura, do you have any parting words?
I will just say what an honor it is to have been able to receive each of your stories. In a way, we've been a circle of midwives for each other. I know so many of you were able to read each other's chapters and give feedback while they were in the birthing process. And with a story, there's this process of sharing it. We need to hear it inside and then share it and get feedback on it. And there's been so much learning and support, and that's only going to continue as these stories get out into the world. And to all of you listening, bring your stories to the table. In Divine Feminine Yoga, we are all about, and thank you, Laura Hernandez, for the shout out. We are all about really strengthening women to find our voices as healers, as leaders, as yoga teachers, as other types of coaches and authors. And I'm all about sharing women's voices and helping you to strengthen your voice. So come join us.
And thank you all for sharing your voice in this absolutely beautiful number one international bestseller and changing the lives of women and men as well all across the globe. Thank you so much and congratulations, everyone. And for all of you out there, if you would like to know more about Expert Insights, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. You'll find out about our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities. That's mybookmybiz.com. Everyone have a wonderful week.